and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We just had our season opening for the Mercantile, and what an opening it was.
It was by far the best weekend we've ever had in terms of first weekend open.
Right. We were open Friday from 10 to 2 and Saturday 12 to 4. Except that got muddied up a little bit.
We ended up being open 10 to 2 plus on Friday and basically 10 to 4 on Saturday.
And what we realized with that was that we had our hours listed differently in about every place we had them listed.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Yeah, we didn't know that. And apparently a lot of people got confused and thought that we opened at 10 both days. And I don't know if they thought we closed at 2, but didn't seem like it because on Saturday we had people here right up until 4 o'clock.
We did.
And we had a really good weekend, but we realized that maybe it was a little more than we should have tried for the very first weekend.
Well, it seems like as we were preparing, everything just got shoved into a short space of time, and somehow, at least I didn't have as much time as I thought I was going to have. Not sure how that happened.
Well, some of it, I think, we were working on the floor in the Merc. So that took really probably 4 days at least to do. I mean, we had to pull all the furniture to one end of the Merc and paint and then recoat. And it was cool outside and kind of damp. So it took it a long, long time to dry. So we didn't even get it all moved back until Thursday, I think.
Right. And Thursday, when we offer English muffins, is a baking day. And of course, we offered both English muffins and scones.
And shortcakes.
And shortcakes, which turned out to be really too much.
It was too much.
Because of the baking process.
We had an unbelievable amount of orders. Well, though, we did. That was great.
That part was wonderful.
It was a lot, especially trying to add in, you know, moving all the furniture back and it was a lot.
It was. And I don't think we realized how much it was going to be until we were deep into it.
You were in baking or preparing to bake and on Thursday, I think.
Yes.
And because the English muffins take a long time.
Right.
And we had so many orders. And thankfully, the orders worked out that there were about half of the people on that were going to pick up on Friday and then half on Saturday. But we also had the scones and shortcakes. And so I was trying to set up the Merc and put things together. And this, you know, was all new because, you know, we haven't done this for a while and we'd taken everything, moved all the furniture. So everything had to be moved back. And we were hustling.
We were. And really what we were trying to do is make several different improvements at the same time.
Yeah, we tend to do that.
Yeah, we tend to take on a lot.
Too much.
And it overwhelmed us and made it so that we didn't check some of those details.
Yeah, like what hours we were... We thought right. We knew what hours we were open.
We did, but we didn't communicate that, clearly.
No, we did not communicate that. And thankfully, we filled all the orders.
We did.
Everything was filled. When people came to pick them up, they had their order, even though we thought, oh my gosh, we're not open for 2 hours. We had it all taken care of.
We did.
We got it done, but it was a little stressful. And, you know, again, We learned some things that maybe we had to do differently.
So we have cleaned up some of those hours. It is clear now on Facebook and on our website and everywhere else.
That I think everything agrees now.
Yes, that's critical. Everything agrees. Our online store, Facebook, all of it agrees. And we also made a slight change on Friday that we would be open 12 to 4 on Fridays instead of 10 to 2. So our hours are now consistent on Friday and Saturday, 12 noon to 4 p.m.
Yeah, that I think will help a little bit. It'll definitely help us because to be open, be ready and be open at 10 o'clock is really difficult on a day when we're not moving furniture. But in terms of baking and, you know, you have to bake it and then we have to package it and then we have to put the orders together. And, you know, the baked goods are in the house, but now everything else is in the Merc. So we can package part of it in the house, but then have to finish that. But I am grateful. We had so many orders and hopefully everyone got what they wanted.
If you didn't, by the way, give us an email or something and we'll help you get it figured out. We'll make it right. But we are so thankful and grateful to everyone who did come to the Merc this weekend. It was wonderful to see some of our returning regular customers and see you all after the long winter break. And it was nice to see some new faces, some people we knew that had not been to the Merc before, and then some folks we had never seen before, but follow us on social media. And we're grateful that you made the drive out as well.
Yeah, and some people brought a friend that had never been here.
That is super cool. Yeah. When y'all load up a friend and bring them out, I love that.
We had really, really good days. And, you know, we made it through the weekend and I am so happy and it's so great to be back.
It is. And we are continuing to make a few tweaks in our process, in our checkout system, in our displays. We painted some more of the floor today. If you did happen to look, you noticed that we'd only done the front half so we could move furniture one way. And today we moved it the other way and are painting the back half of the mercantile floor.
Yeah, no one really said anything about it. I thought it looked really kind of odd.
I did too.
But no one really said anything. So they were kind about right. How strange, you know, half the floor looked pretty bad and the other half looked okay. I think we still need to do a little finish work on that, but it definitely looked better than the old floor did. And this morning, so we've moved everything to the other end. And right now we have all of the furniture crammed into a little more than half of, and that, you know, again, the furniture includes a full-size John Deere wagon, all crammed into half of the Merc. And we have painted the floor. I think we did both coats.
Yes.
So hopefully about Wednesday, this is drying much better. It's warmer now. And this dried much better than the first round did. It's dry outside. And so hopefully we'll get it all put back together before the end of the week.
Right. And then next week we'll do the final touch up and then no more painting in there for a bit.
Yeah, not on the inside. We've got a little bit of ceiling work we want to do on the outside. But so we had once it's set this time, I think at least we won't be moving furniture all over the place.
Right. Although we continue to work on our display pieces and how we arrange our merchandise. And that's been kind of fun to move that around this time. And you did some really cool displays and re-merchandising. And I thought it looked really nice in there.
Well, thank you. And I think that it really helped to have... It was so cool because we have different artists that have their work at the mercantile. And so we were able to put all of their stuff together and have a nice little display for each one. And every one of them sold something.
Right.
So that was really good too.
It was. So that was nice to see.
And we're glad to support some of our local artists. Yes. And we are ready to roll full on into the season.
Yeah, I was out in the corn crib this morning. I like to go out early in the morning and have coffee when it's not really, really cold. And this is the first time I've been out in the corn crib in the morning for, gosh, I don't know how long. The furniture was all in the middle of the floor, and I kind of put that all back. And it was exciting because I can just imagine people singing in there and having a band again and people coming out to the farm. So I'm excited again.
Oh, yes. We are going to have a fantastic season, I believe.
Yeah. So stay tuned because we have at least a couple bands and kind of made a little contact with one already. And we'll see if we can get some music back in the corn crib and have some special events out at the farm and just something to do.
That's right. The weather is getting much nicer. People will be able to see the gardens as they walk up to the Mercantile. You've got some really cool areas there. Speaking of gardens, our garden course does continue to grow. We keep adding to that. Every couple of weeks, generally, we add some either new written information, slideshows, videos, something like that. And that's something that you're going to want to get in on the ground floor in the introductory class, because starting next quarter, the price is going to go up. So if you're listening to this, you've been on the fence about that, you're interested in following along as we do the gardens this year and explain how to do things the way we do, transplant, plant seeds, all of that, now's the time. You will get lifetime access for only $19, and April 1st, the price goes up. So tell all your friends.
And we'll be adding a lot of content.
A lot over the year. You know,
but we can do some other ways that we can talk about what's going on in the garden. But there are some things that are better with pictures and video, so that people will know how we plant things, but what we have success with. So yeah, we'll be adding some content, and gardening never stops at Five Feline Farm.
That's right. So whenever there is something new and exciting and interesting, the next stage of the gardening game, so to speak, I'll be there with the video camera and asking you to explain to our students why and how you're doing what you do.
That's right. And I will be so happy to share that information.
Yes, you will.
So busy, busy, busy times at Five Feline Farm. And I love every minute of it.
I do too. We are happy to do this.
Yes. So the Merc is open 12 to 4 Fridays and Saturdays. Really, this time. And we hope to see you. And always, we're always open online. And you can call or text us at 217-345-7331.
That's right.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.